The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College. Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Look out! He's got some room, he's got some speed, and he's got the end zone at his side. Got it! Touchdown! Oops! That was too quick! How do you like the start of this football season?
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Time now for your daily dose of Oregon athletics. Here's your host, Joey Mack.
Thank you, and welcome inside the Casanova Center studio. It is officially Civil War Week. We're going to have some fun with that. We have a little bit of a throwback Thursday for you today, which I promise will have all of you laughing and chuckling, including our first guest, H.J. Cohn. We're going to get to him in just a moment. Randy already has the tunes back in the radio studio. Randy wasn't with us yesterday, and so I knew that because we didn't have a Friday show, Randy was going to be ready to go. And also, public service announcement, today is Valentine's Day. If anybody didn't know that, and you needed to know that, we have done our part here. Yeah, we've done our part here on the Oregon Sports Network that you now know that today is Valentine's Day. So just beware.
Just
I hope
in case
that everybody
you were
in the studio.
Forget. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope everybody here in the studio knows, and we're clear on that. We also do have some news to tell you about. Defensive coordinator Jim Leavitt and the University of Oregon have mutually reached an agreement to part ways. You probably saw the reports last night and the Ducks confirming the news this morning. Leavitt recently completed his second season as the Oregon defensive coordinator, having originally joined the Ducks coaching staff in December of 2016 under former head coach Willie Taggart. The agreement will be funded by athletics entirely from private sources and has a maximum amount of $2.5 million payable over multiple years and subject to reduction based on future employment. A national search for the new University of Oregon defensive coordinator is underway. As the search unfolds, I imagine many of you will see reports in media and everything flying around. As is always the case on Duck Insider, with our relationship with the athletic department, as I'm sitting here wearing an O, and we are in the Casanova Center with the athletic offices all around us. When we have an announcement to tell you about, we will tell you about it here on Duck Insider. But I know that everybody's wondering what the future of the football staff is going to look like. We'll wait until Coach Cristobal decides what the coaching staff is going to look like, and we have an announcement to tell you about. So, there you go. Jim Leavitt will not be the defensive coordinator for the Ducks next season, and the national search is underway. We'll take some of your Facebook comments and questions on that, but I do want to get into our regularly scheduled programming, if you will, which is Athletic Director Thursday. And Athletic Director Thursday with H.J. Cohn, let's just say there's usually some shenanigans involved. He is the Senior Associate Athletic Director for the Duck Athletic Fund. Hi, H.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great.
How do you figure today is officially Civil War Week? I want to get to that.
How do I figure that?
Yeah, like today is the official kickoff of Civil War because we're 24 hours out from the game, or...
I said it was Civil War Week as soon as the women's basketball game against... Or actually, the men's basketball game against Stanford ended.
Perfect. Perfect. I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah.
My focus is on Civil War this week. You got... three games in the next, call it five nights.
Yep.
Big ones.
Yeah. And three.
All should be hostile environments. All should have home court advantage. I'm happy that we got tomorrow night sold out and should be rocking.
Yeah. The first one, of course, is 6 o'clock tomorrow. A 5:30 pregame here on OSN with Terry Johns. It will be a sellout. It will be the second sellout in the history of Matthew Knight Arena for a women's basketball game. And we're going to have a little fun with that. We have a throwback Thursday for you. We're not going to get to it yet. You're going to have to stick around. We're going to talk with H about a few things. But this is worth sticking around for. And it's amazing how much things have changed since the arena opened, and we're going to talk about that and have a little bit of fun with it.
Speaking of change, did you see, this was after the Mississippi State game?
Okay, Mississippi State, yep.
Did you see Maite's social media.
Yes, of her freshman year and an empty arena, yeah. And then against Mississippi State, and it's packed and it's rocking. I mean, that was pretty cool.
We should try and find that, show that on the show tomorrow, because that was a cool. I mean, it just puts it in perspective. I don't think that's any secret now.
Yeah,
the success women's basketball and the season ticket and ticket purchases base that have followed.
Yeah,
but it's a pretty cool photo when you're like, wow, you know, talk about how far they've come, and really not starting not only for my taste purpose, but, you know, from the Lexi Bandos and so forth, even the girls before them.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a Duck Insider tomorrow because we've got Oregon baseball going on at the same time, so I'll be tuned in to Todd Miles. So our crack research crew here in the studio, Brandon and Kylie, they're looking for it already to
love
see
it.
If they can find it. That's at the end of the show, hopefully they've earned something along these lines. Again, it's Valentine's Day. I'm not going to ask HJ too much about Valentine's Day, except did you remember that today was Valentine's Day?
I came home after my workout this morning with a coffee.
Good man.
And that is like, you can't get the day started off better with my wife than a nice coffee.
Well done. Well done.
So right now we're in good standing.
Good. I hope it stays that way.
I do too. I don't expect it to change, but... You know, I got to be on my toes. I got to adapt.
That's smart. So, Matthew Knight Arena is sold out. Tell us just how big of a deal that is.
It feels awesome. It feels awesome is right. Can they hear that?
They can.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I'm not
just saying that and they have no idea.
It's not just in your own head. Don't worry.
Thrilled. There's a lot of words that come to mind when you look at the excitement of where the program has gone. And give credit first and foremost to student athletes, but secondly to our coaching staff and really the department. A lot of team effort behind getting this place full. The one thing I would say is for the student athletes to experience that in an era of our society where women's athletics has continued to pick up momentum on a daily basis, not only in athletic department but politics, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Just continues to go to the next level. And so for that, I get chills. Like just saying, okay, Matthew Knight Arena, second time ever, sold out. First time was the opening of the arena.
Yep.
So a signature moment, right? This is Civil War. Don't get us wrong. That's a big rivalry. But that's awesome. I mean, that is truly unbelievable that historically we have a big walk-up crowd to women's games. Tomorrow night, should those same people walk up, we're going to say, thanks. Here's tickets to the next two home games that are available for purchase. I would recommend getting them now because we don't want this to happen to you again because we're sold out. And I'm really happy for the student athletes and what the product on the floor is one thing. I compared it to this team, to our men's Final Four team a couple years ago. At that point, our fan base knew the personalities. You felt like you knew Casey Benson and Jordan Bell and Dylan Brooks and there's some Chris Boucher's, there's a couple, Jason Khalid, there's some guys on that team where you felt like you got to know because of the growth over the years. And that the women's basketball is at that moment right now as well. You know, being Ruthie and Sabrina, juniors leading the way, and then Maite, a senior, and even Lexi last year being the hometown favorite. So you feel like this moment, this buildup has been happening. And to finally see it come to fruition in terms of tomorrow night, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And, you know, it's amazing thinking about how much it changed. You talked about Maite Cazorla posting that picture and what a ride it's been. But the other cool thing, I think, with all of this is that this is a Duck squad that knows that this isn't the end, right? I mean, it's not even senior day. We may have another sold-out crowd for senior day. And, you know, I'm glad you brought up the walkout crowd. I was talking about that on the show the last few days that, hey, I know a lot of people usually walk up, get tickets. That may not be the case, and now we know that it isn't the case. So I hope that a lot of those fans already took care of it.
Yeah, no, I hope they did too. I assume they did because the GA, the upper deck, everything sold out. So
I'm going full-on fan, by the way.
Are you really?
I am going completely as a fan.
Good for you.
I told Terry, you know, so like normally if the women are at home and the men are at home, we'll kind of help each other out a little bit. Like I'll, you know, I try to do my best impression of my statistician, John Lundquist, who is much smarter than I am. We call him the sensei of stats for a reason. But I'll try and help Terry out. And I looked at him on Tip Off Tuesday this week and I said, Terry, I'm not helping you.
White flag.
I'm going full on fan mode. I haven't been a true fan at an Oregon athletic event in a long time, and I'm really looking forward to it.
It'll be fun for you. We took our daughter there, I don't know, a couple weeks ago or something to a game, and I was like, all right, let's see if we can make it through a half. You know, that's the goal.
Yeah.
And we're mid-fourth quarter, and then we started losing it. But it was a victory, and she's loving it, and the fans around you aren't really getting mad that she's standing up because she's having so much fun. And it was just, it's really fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. He's H.J. Cohen, the Senior Associate Athletic Director for the Duck Athletic Fund here at the University of Oregon. One of the things that we wanted to talk about today is the value of a season ticket and a single game ticket. Walk us through that a little bit.
I saw yesterday there was a purchase on the secondary market.
Wow.
For a single ticket in section 102, row J. College.
Hey, right near me, actually.
There you go. Hopefully this wasn't you.
Oh, it wasn't me.
Section 102, row J. All right. I'm just making that up. That single ticket went for $200+ on the secondary market.
Wow.
And the ironic piece about it is that seat plus the seat next to it, you could have purchased for season tickets for $250.
Wow.
On the season. And that's throughout a lot of the arena as well for tomorrow night's game, is because the secondary market's driving prices up, as you can see. And so I encourage people to...
That is the ultimate example of that.
I mean, there you have it. Yeah. I mean, there's prices for $49, $75, $99, $125, and that's this season. And we'll have to review all that at the end of the year, obviously. But the season ticket value, as it pertains to just this one game, you got it and some.
That's amazing.
So I just encourage people. It's a fun product to watch. They're great role models for kids in our community and beyond. And it's no secret that we have a marketable superstar that is a few of them, no question. But when you see Sabrina on the ESPN commercials and
it was a great commercial.
When I look at, you know, women's basketball or what have you, I can look, okay, yes, we want to win. We want to kick her, you know what. But my daughter can go to that game and look up to her future mentors.
Yeah. So that's a really cool part of it. It's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah.
He's H.J. Cohen, the Senior Associate Athletic Director for the Duck Athletic Fund. We call him the Senior Associate of everything because he's kind of all over the place.
I always follow up with that there's a lot of people that don't like that because I probably butt my way into too many things.
But I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen a calendar that's quite as busy as yours.
I try and stay busy. I don't have any. It's a disgusting calendar because it's color-coded. You can ask Brielle. She's awesome at it, looking at it.
No, I'm a color-coded calendar guy.
Color-coded. I mean, you go in there, there's something, a task I have to complete tonight at 9 p.m., a personal task. It's in there under the right color.
No,
check it off the list.
No, you and I are the same. I don't think that's weird at all.
Okay, I actually get like really excited about it when I see the colors.
Yeah, I'll talk to you during the break.
We'll compare.
Yeah,
colors.
We're gonna have to talk about this. Okay, so one of the coolest things about working in this building is we've got some archives that go back a long way. In fact, if for those of you that are watching on the Facebook live stream, Brandon can show the studio shot. The server rack that is actually in the back, it's got all these cords running out of it. We purposely have it in the darkest corner of the studio because it's a little ugly on camera, to be honest. That houses, like, archives going back longer than I've been alive, longer than HJ has been alive. And it's pretty cool sometimes to dive into these archives. One of the things that we did today, Scott LeBounty, who's in charge of the video department here at Oregon, he produced the very first video intro that you would have seen on Night Vision at Matthew Knight Arena. And this was the first one that showed in-game footage at Matthew Knight Arena. So this was actually the second open that he ever cut. The irony of it is the one that we're going to show you for the men, that was the 24th of February in 2011.
I'm curious about the music that's tied to it.
So the music for both the men's basketball, we're going to show both, the men's basketball and the women's basketball ones, they were identical.
Mm.
And that's not something that you see very often. Let's start with the men's basketball one. And the reason I bring this up is this, for the women, was right after the last sellout at Matthew Knight Arena. So, Brandon, go ahead. We're going to show, for those of you that are on the Facebook stream, this is the men's basketball open. Deep in the woods. Listen to this music. It's like Gladiator. Don't you just feel like you're Russell Crowe walking into the Gladiator arena of Matthew Knight Arena right now? Is this bringing back some memories for you? From MacArthur Court days, some of the highlights that were running, and then this was some of the first stuff ever at Matthew Knight Arena. And listen to that music, though. I mean, I can't get over the music. Things have changed. Big dunk at Matthew Knight Arena. That might have been the first dunk at Matthew Knight Arena for a men's game. EJ looked like a kid in these, didn't he? EJ Singler featured, and then the Deep in the Woods. Remember the thunder crash? I mean, all right, so that's the men's basketball open. And I, for those of you who are listening on the radio, I did my best to describe it a little bit for you. So what comes to mind for you when you see that and then look at where the arena is now?
A lot of fun memories from that night. You know, that was a pretty special night, that opening, and Phil saying a few words, mm-hmm. and just the energy inside that building. And I was at the Dirks Bentley concert.
Okay.
And so, yes, predominantly men's basketball, women's basketball, women's volleyball, acrobatics, and tumbling, right? But then you think about all the outside events that have, I mean, I think 10 years ago even, call it, or 15 years ago, people would have said, you're crazy to say that Elton John's going to come there, or the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, well.
I mean, that's ridiculous, right? But it's all possible because of the arena, and mm-hmm. starting first and foremost with Phil and Penny, and so many thereafter that have supported that arena. So I was at Dirks Bentley, and I just looked up, and it was a sold-out concert, and you're like, Eugene, Dirks Bentley. I don't think he's going to Portland. I don't know where he came from, if it was Sacramento or what, but this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so when you say what's it brings back memories, there's a ton of memories on the court, right? You know, from the – I remember one game, Lexi just going crazy from the threes, and Dylan Brooks game winner against UCLA is obviously a fan favorite. EJ Singler's, I think he had a game winner in the CBI.
Yes.
I wanna say.
Yes.
But then I look at the outside events and look at, you know, I never, full disclosure, I never thought I'd be really excited afterwards or leave the concert of like in awe, but Bruno Mars can put on a hell of a show. So, I swear, I was like, we went with some good friends and they were like, yeah, come on, it's just something to do. And
that's,
I'm like,
awesome.
Yeah, fine. And I left, I'm like, man, that guy is talented. And we're at the arena, and so it's a pretty special place.
That's pretty awesome. Those are some good stories. Before I let you go, I have to play the women's basketball open.
Absolutely.
So
I want to see that, too.
This was right after when this open was cut. So Scott took some clips and added to the original open that was made for the arena.
Okay.
And they wanted, in the second weekend, to show some of the highlights at Matthew Knight Arena in the first women's game. So this is actually the second open that ever played on Night Vision. Little throwback Thursday for you. We'll play it for you. And again, I'll try and talk you through for those of you who are here on the radio, and you'll hear the epic music and that big thunder crash. In fact, Nia is actually featured in this.
Nia
Jackson, who works down the hall now, support staff for Oregon women's basketball. She's outstanding. She's featured in this video. And some of these shots at Matthew Knight Arena are the last sellout at Matthew Knight Arena. And it was, I think so, yeah. And it was against the Beavers. The very first game at Matthew Knight Arena was a sellout for women's basketball. And Friday's game, tomorrow night's game, will be the second sellout ever. And I love the music that's on these opens. I told Scott, I was like, man, your music selection has really matured in the last decade. It's pretty cool to think about.
You know, the cool thing is, I think, you know, the alums in this video are pretty proud of what the program is.
Yeah.
And knowing that they played a part in building it. So as an alum,
whether you're a small clip in that highlight or didn't play a ton of minutes, I mean, you got to be pretty fired up to know that, and not only for Oregon basketball, but the state between Oregon and Oregon State colleges, both universities right now, their women's basketball programs are incredible. And I think Kelly came out and said it's actually really good, healthy, that we're both really strong.
Definitely.
And so it's pretty neat to see.
You know what I love, and this is something that Mosley and I actually postulated yesterday. This might be
good
the
word.
Thank you, Luke. Thank
really
you.
Strong.
This might be the most attended and the most viewed live women's sporting event in the history of the state. I don't know that there's a way for us to accurately check that.
Then claim it. If there
isn't,
then claim it.
I mean, over 12,000 people in one place watching a women's sporting event, that might be the largest crowd ever in the history of the state.
At what level? Collegiate?
I'm saying ever for women's athletics.
I'm just trying to think of, like, the Thorns.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What's the capacity for the Thorns?
Or a soccer U.S. soccer team came to Portland and played there. I don't know what the capacity is.
Definitely the probably the largest for basketball.
Yeah, no, I'd say so.
You know, it's pretty – but let's say collegiate.
I don't know how much Gill holds.
Nine something, right?
Yeah. It's, again
– it's just cool to think about. The fact that we could even say that that might be a possibility is amazing.
And, frankly, as we talked about, Oregon State's got a heck of a team.
Yeah, they're very good.
So to have that home court advantage will be critical tomorrow night.
He's H.J. Cohn. He'll be there. I'm going to be there screaming my head off, which is going to be great. You know what's funny is that, like, in my position, I don't really cheer at sporting events anymore. Like, even when Oregon is not affiliated at all, like professional events, I've kind of lost the, like, cheering. My wife sometimes will nudge me in the ribs, like, hey, you're supposed to be cheering right now. So I'm going to try and do my best tomorrow night.
You know, you go, and it's like, saying, I struggle with the same thing. Where did I go for a sporting event that I had no affiliation? Oh, it was I went to a Utah Jazz Boston Celtics game.
Okay.
And when we played at Utah the night before and for football. And I went and I was like, this is weird. I don't know the last sporting event I've been to where I like, one, I really don't care.
Yeah.
But two, I'm not working it. And so I'm like looking at, okay, is, you know, how's the customer service in that line or what's the bathroom's clean? You know, you still wear that hat, right?
It's funny.
So it was fun though because it was the first game Gordon Hayward was back. And Utah, their fans are amazing. I mean, very well educated, very passionate. And so there actually was some fun stories behind it because of Hayward coming back. And let's just say he was not welcomed.
Yeah. A couple quick reminders. Women's basketball postseason, March 11th deadline, right?
Yep. March 11th deadline. Again, this will be the second year, hopefully, that we're hosting. And we try and take care of as many donors and season ticket holders as possible. We expect a large showing. And but that March 11th is that deadline to submit your tickets for not only should we host first and second rounds, but regionals and Final Four.
Yeah. Also, a note on football, the end of the month is the renewal deadline, correct?
Yeah, February 28th, football renewal deadline. We'll kind of catch up on everything on the back end, and then we'll go through a seat selection process for those who want to add seats or get seats for the first time.
Also, women's basketball tickets. I know they're sold out. Secondary market's kind of your only option. But actually, there's one other option. GoDucks.com/WBBTix is giving away some seats, actually. You're going to want to get in on that.
I think, if I recall, our athletic director, Rob, came up with an idea of saying, hey, I want to give away two great seats. And he's going to give those away and make someone's day, hopefully.
Pretty cool. GoDucks.com/WBBTix. Keep up to date with that. And it is a yellow out, by the way.
Yep.
Wear your yellow. I'm actually breaking out my old Pit Crew shirt.
Good for you.
I'm going all out, HJ.
That's strong.
I am going all out. The 2012-2013 Pit Crew
is that
shirt.
The angled?
Yes.
Where it says Pit Crew in green or something?
Yes, sir.
Oh, there you go.
Actually, no. Pit Crew is sideways on the shirt, so it's vertically written.
Okay.
And then it's unbalanced height in trees. It is very worn out. I wore that shirt a lot. But I am busting it out for this game tomorrow.
That's
anything
awesome.
Else that we missed? Anything else you want to highlight?
I think so. No, I just appreciate you guys having me. And excited for the teams this weekend competing across all sports. So it's I know men's golf goes down to Palm Springs area and has a big tournament
La Quinta
today, and a great field will be a great test for them and a number of teams. So very excited. Baseball's around the corner. Softball plays tomorrow, I think, for the first time down in Florida.
Early in the morning.
And so, yeah, exciting stuff. A lot of things on the horizon.
He's H.J. Cohn, Senior Associate Athletic Director for the Duck Athletic Fund. We didn't even take a commercial break while he was here, and now we say so long. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate you taking the time.
Always.
And we'll see you tomorrow night, huh?
Got it.
All right, we're going to get a quick timeout. Come back. We will touch a little bit more on Coach Leavitt and the search for Oregon's next defensive coordinator. Stick with us. Duck Insider here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
At Shadow Hills Country Club, it starts with the golf and turns into a lifetime of memories. Shadow Hills Country Club provides a peaceful natural setting with a standard of excellence in course conditions in any weather that is unsurpassed in the entire Willamette Valley. With a championship course, an expansive practice facility and clubhouse, fine dining and a swimming pool, Shadow Hills Country Club offers the amenities of a family resort just minutes from downtown Eugene. Shadow Hills Country Club. Call us today.
When you've got your sights set on a goal, whether it's planting roots, planning your future, or going for the big win, you do what it takes to make it happen. And OnPoint Community Credit Union can help. We support our community with local banking and lending that unlocks opportunities. Because just like our Oregon Ducks, we play as a team and we win as one too. OnPoint is a proud sponsor of University of Oregon Athletics. Join in at onpointcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
Duck Insider, your home for the latest news on Oregon athletics. This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
I get it. Your desk has been there for you, holding up your computer, your unused stapler, and that plant you forgot to water. But maybe it's time to leave your desk and spend your lunch break volunteering with Meals on Wheels.
Doing Meals on Wheels for me is the joy that I look for at the end of my week. I'll come to the door with one meal and I'll walk away with a full heart.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. PSA, it's Valentine's Day. Randy's got our tunes for you. Just remember, it's Valentine's Day. Have I said that enough? I mean, have we reminded people enough that today is an important day?
This is mostly for romance. The guys. Hello, guys.
It's Valentine's Day. One of the biggest consumer holidays I've ever seen. I'm just going to leave that there. We do have a coaching change at the University of Oregon for football. I know a lot of people wondering what's going on. Well, the Ducks and Jim Leavitt have agreed to mutually part ways, and so the search for a new defensive coordinator is underway for the Ducks. I know some people were surprised, but ultimately, Mario Cristobal and Jim Leavitt making the decision to go in a different direction, and so the Ducks will be looking for a new defensive coordinator, and we'll see how the coaching staff falls into place moving forward. I also want to get a little bit of basketball talk in for you with the men's basketball team. And we're going to hear today from Kelly Graves coming up in just a little while. Also a little Oregon baseball preview with George Horton and Melissa Lombardi, the Oregon softball head coach. We've got a lot of interviews to go for you today, especially with no show tomorrow because Oregon baseball will be playing in the middle of the day. So we just don't have the time on the Oregon Sports Network for any Duck Insider tomorrow. That's all right, though. We'll be listening to Todd Miles call the first Oregon baseball game of the season coming up tomorrow. And also, it's going to be fun to get ready for the Civil War. Yeah. Three Civil Wars. One in Eugene, two in Corvallis, two for the women, one for the men. Should be fun. And the first pitch for Oregon baseball tomorrow is at noon. Todd will have an 11:45 a.m. pregame show here on OSN. With Oregon basketball on the men's side, they're doing interviews today, so you'll see some thoughts coming out from the Oregon basketball staff and everybody else today. Oregon and Oregon State, 7 o'clock pregame and a 7:30 tip on Saturday up in Corvallis. Oregon men's basketball is sitting in a tie right now for fifth place, but they're one game out of second place, and the Beavers are in second place. They're the one of the teams that's one game ahead of Oregon. The Ducks win this one. There's actually a legitimate chance that Oregon may end up being in second place in the Pac-12 by the end of the weekend. Just something to keep an eye on. When we come back, we're going to hear from Oregon women's basketball previewing tomorrow's big Civil War. 6 o'clock and a 5:30 pregame here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Back after this.
It's time to turn heads in a Toyota. Turn up your style. Turn up your fun. Turn up your comfort. This winter, turn heads in a Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com to find yours. Toyota, let's go places.
I fight like a duck with clinical trials, so our patients have access to the newest cancer medicines, like immunotherapy.
I fight like a duck with the latest surgical procedures, so that my patients with gynecologic cancers can have the most precise care with the least invasive technologies.
As a patient, I fight like a duck to beat prostate cancer with advanced radiation techniques like SpaceOAR, and WVCI is the only one in the area that offers it.
Fight like a duck with Willamette Valley Cancer Institute and Research Center.
It's time to turn heads in a Toyota. Turn up your style. Turn up your fun. Turn up your comfort. This winter, turn heads in a Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com to find yours. Toyota, let's go places.
This is Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Guide dog partners bring greater freedom, confidence, and mobility. They are trusted friends that offer new opportunities for social interaction and greater independence. Guide Dogs of America is a nonprofit organization that provides these loyal and loving dogs free of charge to people who are blind or visually impaired. To learn more about Guide Dogs of America, visit our website at guidedogsofamerica.org or call us at 800-459-4843.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Welcome back to Duck Insider here in the Casanova Center studio, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack here with you. My thanks to H.J. Cohn for joining us for an Athletic Director Thursday, brought to you by Bi-Mart. Always a fun conversation. And we do have quite a bit to tell you about with women's basketball coming up. And Kelly Graves met with the media yesterday afternoon after practice to talk through this big women's basketball matchup coming up 6 o'clock tomorrow. Kelly Graves with the media previewing the Civil War.
Coach, great weekend, tough stretch of games here, and you've gotten halfway through those four tough games, the Civil War Series coming up this weekend, but down in the Bay Area. Couldn't get much better, could it?
We played well. I mean, just simply put, that was two great games put together to put 105 up on Cal, and then to back that up with a 40-point win at Stanford. I just don't think
that was from earlier this week. We'll have the real one for you coming up in just a moment. Kelly Graves was sitting down with Terry Johns on Tip Off Tuesday. You heard that one on the show here yesterday. And he did meet with the media. And, of course, you can imagine the theme from all of these interviews this week have been about that sellout crowd. And I want to reiterate just how big of a deal that really is. The second sellout in the history of Matthew Knight Arena for women's basketball. That's really cool. And it is amazing to think about how far Kelly Graves has brought this program. And we will have that image for you and to tell you, just kind of put it in perspective. My Take Azorla in 2014 posted what the crowd was like at Matthew Knight Arena. Then in 2019, she came back and showed what it was like after Mississippi State, and it will only get bigger and bigger moving forward. And remember, if you didn't get a chance to get in on the Civil War action for Friday, you will be able to get in on Senior Day coming up when the Ducks face USC, and then one game before that when the Ducks face UCLA as well. It's going to be a good week to be a women's basketball fan, and especially if the Ducks continue to win. They'd play a couple home games. You heard us talking about on Athletic Director Thursday, brought to you by Bi-Mart with H.J. Cohn. The deadline for basketball postseason is March 11th. Be in touch with the Oregon Ticket Office about that. And also of note, if the Ducks do host those first two rounds at Matthew Knight Arena, then they would turn around and go to Portland for the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. The Ducks may get to make it to the Final Four without leaving the state of Oregon this year, which could be pretty amazing. We're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit. While we work to get you Kelly Graves from yesterday after practice, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back, have some women's basketball, more talk for you, and also Oregon baseball, a little bit of a preview with George Horton as he met with the media before the Ducks took off for Texas today. That's all still to come. Stick with us. Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
At Shadow Hills Country Club, it starts with the golf and turns into a lifetime of memories. Shadow Hills Country Club provides a peaceful natural setting with a standard of excellence in course conditions in any weather that is unsurpassed in the entire Willamette Valley. With a championship course, an expansive practice facility and clubhouse, fine dining and a swimming pool, Shadow Hills Country Club offers the amenities of a family resort just minutes from downtown Eugene. Shadow Hills Country Club. Call us today.
When you've got your sights set on a goal, whether it's planting roots, planning your future, or going for the big win, you do what it takes to make it happen. And OnPoint Community Credit Union can help. We support our community with local banking and lending that unlocks opportunities. Because just like our Oregon Ducks, we play as a team and we win as one too. OnPoint is a proud sponsor of University of Oregon Athletics. Join in at onpointcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
More Duck Insider coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union. Kelly Graves, some technical difficulties getting his interview for you, so we're going to transition to a little Oregon baseball and then jump into women's basketball again toward the end of the show. And remember, Valentine's Day, Huey Lewis in the news today. You're going to have to explain this one to me. All I'm thinking of is Back in the Future, Rando.
Power of love.
That's good. That's good. I didn't even know the name of the song, honestly.
Nothing like the title to just blow you away.
Yeah, the title did just blow me away. Oregon baseball getting ready for first pitch on Friday. That's tomorrow against Texas Tech. So no Duck Insider for us here live in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll all be tuned in to Todd Miles calling Oregon baseball as they get rolling against Texas Tech, the number 8 team in the country. Kenyon Yovan will get the ball for the Ducks. And George Horton met with the media previewing the start of Oregon baseball season. It's coming at you tomorrow here on the Oregon Sports Network. George Horton meeting with the media.
Exciting time. Ready to take a show on the road?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, moving parts, and got to make sure I pack up the right socks and hats and pencils and clipboards. And it's always a exciting thing and a tenuous thing to the first road trip. And we're extremely excited. Our last practice, official practice, before we hit the road, and I think we're in a good mindset to see what we can do.
Last time we talked, I think you weren't sure exactly what Nelly was going to do. It sounds like you're going to give him a start. I feel like that's where he's best slotted right now.
Yeah, I think our bullpen by committee, certainly there's some guys that we've got penciled in ahead of others in certain roles and matchups, but not to a point where we feel like we're able to say we have an eighth inning guy and a ninth inning guy. And hopefully that'll happen as we move along of how they react to pressure situations and if they pitch up to their capabilities, certainly. And we think we've got some good arms there. It's just a lack of experience and not somebody that's accustomed to that role, except for probably Nico Teleche is probably the most experienced guy there, and quite frankly, because of that, he's probably our number one choice at the back end. And at this point, we feel like with Nelly being in the number two slot of the starting rotation, gives us four formidable starting guys. There's different ways to look at that. Certainly, if you're in the game, going into where you would use your bullpen and plan on using the bullpen much earlier in the year, because we don't want to hurt anybody. That looks good on paper, but if you end up at the end of nine losing the game, it doesn't really matter whether you gave up the runs early or late. So anyway, we hope that the quality of our starters can keep us in the game, and then the relief guys will do what they're supposed to do.
Now he's stretched out pretty good this morning.
Yeah, he's ready. He's been getting groomed for this the entire time. Last year we switched Kenyon from the bullpen to start, and as you saw, it takes a while to build up their endurance. Way back when, it might have been 2010, 11, somewhere in there, we had Chirpy throwing a lot of pitches, and lo and behold, our very first game in Hawaii, he threw 110 pitches in relief in an extra inning game, but he had already thrown 90 in practice. So we hope that our relievers don't throw 110 pitches this time. But anyway, that was an example. Easier to go that way, I think, to have Nelly ready to start. And if he or Kenyon would be a candidate there. I mean, if we need a closer, those two guys have done it at the highest level. So that would be good news, because that would mean that somebody else has emerged as a consistent starter, that we have that luxury of putting Nelson back in the bullpen.
You still feel pretty good about Kafka, where he's at?
Absolutely. He went toe-to-toe with Kenyon and Nelly. Of course, they didn't jump into it with both feet because of their summer commitments, but he outpitched everybody in the fall.
So for Ryan, is the thought this year that he's going to solely play pitcher, or will he still play?
At this point, yeah, we've got a couple young infielders, and you know, it was thrown out there, you know, what's our best defensive infield if we have a lead late in the game, and let's say Nelson's not out of the game because he didn't pitch, and you've got a superior defender like that sitting on the bench. It's tempting to put him back in, as a defensive replacement. We don't want it to distract from his role, which is a starting pitcher, and the last thing we want to do is hurt him. So I just had this conversation with him. In an emergency situation, if I asked Ryan, hey, how's your arm feel? I asked him to tell me the truth. You know, they all want to play and they all want to help the team. So if it's stiff, I want him to say, coach, it's stiff. So anyway, not planting the seed, and that might be down the road, but certainly he's a superior defender, and we think the other kids will come along. But if they don't, then that might be something that we look at more seriously.
Steer's another veteran, it looks like he's going to
Oh, I think he loves it. I think he's kind of was nudging us, reminding us that he played short in his past. You know, the reluctancy to do that right away, because it makes perfect sense to me now, was he set Nolan Arenado at third base. I mean, he's such a spectacular defender at third. In the college game, corner infielders defense is more critical than the major leagues because of the bunting game and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, there's no question that you want your best defender as a shortstop. He is our best infield defender, most experienced, and the game goes very slow for him, as I like to say, which if he's got a freshman on one side and a freshman on the other, which looks like that's going to be the starting lineup on Friday, it's good to have him in between two freshmen.
Got a few oars here in this lineup.
Yeah,
do you expect some of those position battles to continue as you go into the season?
Yeah, and that's kind of why we did that. I think it was unfair just to say 9 or 10 guys. That's reflective of the battles. It could be some platooning. It could be matchups. I think one of the things you want to do along the way of a difficult preseason is test people. And without it costing you ball games, be ready to put your best 9-man lineup out there when league rolls around. So you can't have the luxury of really stinking it up in the preseason either. Every game's critical, including this weekend. But I think that'll happen as we move along.
Such a quality opponent to start the season. I feel like you guys are geared up to really see what they're made of against a team like this.
Oh, yeah, I think they're excited. I think I like where the team's at as far as knowing how they play the game. I think, yeah, you know, we get the opportunity each and every year if they're returners to play against the best of the best. So if you're a coach or an athlete and it's a top five team, which they're ranked, I think anything less than looking forward to the challenge makes you wonder why you're here, you know, because these are the kind of series you look forward to if you're a coach or a player.
That's George Horton, the Oregon baseball head coach, giving you a little preview. The season begins tomorrow, 11:45 pregame and a noon first pitch in Lubbock as the Ducks face Texas Tech. And Todd Miles will have the call here on the Oregon Sports Network. We think we've got it sorted out. Our computer has gone today, but we think we got Kelly Graves talking about the sellout crowd that is expected at Matthew Knight Arena tomorrow. Not expected. It is going to be a sellout at Matthew Knight Arena. 6 o'clock. The Ducks will face the Beavers in the second sellout in the history of the Oregon women's basketball program since the arena opened. And Kelly Graves talked with the media yesterday about this big-time matchup.
Pretty thrilled about the prospect of playing for a sold-out crowd. What do you expect in terms of their energy level? And are you even maybe going to have to rein it in a little bit Friday?
Maybe. It's a nice problem to have to worry about, isn't it? I think that's pretty neat. But we played in front of big crowds. They continue to grow, so I think – you know, they should be hyped and ready to go anyway, regardless of how many are in the arena. But I think it's pretty special, and I think Gil will be sold out on Monday night, so that's going to be roughly 21,000 fans that will be showing up over the next two games. That's pretty cool. That's great for the state of Oregon.
You know, Coach, you look at the rivalries, great rivalries in college basketball, that, you know, the Tobacco Roads on the men's side. Is there a rivalry in women's basketball right now between proximity, caliber, and prestige of the teams like this one between you and Oregon State right now?
Well, I think we're one of the ones that are definitely among the best. Now, they've had the better of us for quite a while, so in terms of it being even, we've got some work to do, and that's what we hope to get turned around a little bit on Friday night. But the fact that we're really, both teams are in the top 10, we're, I think, going to be perennial, you know, top 10 kind of teams. I think this has a chance to really shape up into being something special. I think in women's basketball, a lot of the rivalries are, you know, there's distance. They're different leagues, you know, a Tennessee-UConn, a Notre Dame-UConn, you know, they're not even in the same league. So I don't know of any that are better than this. You know, and I think I'll be on full display this weekend.
It's a different kind of matchup with Oregon State, more of a guard-focused team a little bit than the last few years?
Yeah, they are. They've always seemed to have that big-time center, and, you know, they still have a lot of really good players. They just don't have that, you know, that anchor in the middle that they've had, but they're just as good as they've always been. They rely, you know, on that, on the three ball. And you know, I think the staple of their program has always been defense and rebounding, and they are very good defensively, and they're very good on the boards. That hasn't changed.
What has Destiny Slocum kind of added to Oregon State as far as just kind of a new dimension from that guard spot?
Well, you just said it. I mean, Destiny gives them a whole new dimension. She's so good off the dribble, and she's so quick, and has always put pressure on your defense. And you have to pick your poison. If you help on her, then that's when you get kickouts and they get open threes. You know, a lot of what they get is predicated on her. So I think, you know, anytime, and this is no secret, I think anytime you play Oregon State, you have to somehow try to corral, you know, Destiny Slocum. That's where it starts. And but, you know, that's easier said than done. I mean, she is quite a talent. There's no question. And we have our hands full.
Tell Maite to just try to lock her down.
Well, I think when you play a great player, it's not just one player, it's everybody. Everybody has to help. You know, I liken it a little bit to Ari McDonald from Arizona, you know, who's putting up such, you know, big numbers, and she's so quick and attacks the basket constantly. So we've seen, you know, players like that, but she's special. She's a good player. And you know, she's going to be going against really good players. So I think Maite, I know, is excited for the challenge.
How has Audie been as a personality on this team as a senior now?
Audie is the consummate student athlete. I love her to death. I love everything about her. I think she's one of the most popular students on campus, certainly one of the most popular student athletes. She's in student athlete leadership. She's a great teammate. You know, here's a young lady that, you know, has kind of had a lesser role, so to speak, in terms of production and stuff, but she's just as important to our team as anybody, and everybody on our team would say the same. I'm really glad she has stuck this out. I think it shows the character that she has, and I would trust her in any moment, regardless of time, score, and magnitude of the game. And she seems to play great in February and March. She truly does. She plays great in the NCAA tournament. And we hope that's where we're headed, and that she, again, you know, steps up big like I know she will.
Kelly Graves ahead of a big matchup at Matthew Knight Arena tomorrow, and then Duck fans head on up to Corvallis on Monday as well. Part two of the Civil War and the back-to-back matchups between the Ducks and the Beavers. That'll be up in Corvallis at 6 o'clock on Monday. Terry Johns, of course, with a 5:30 pregame here on OSN for both of those matchups. And the Oregon men also up in Corvallis this weekend on Saturday with a 7:30 tip-off and a 7 o'clock pregame show. Join us for one of Eugene's best happy hours in Farm to Fork Grub, North Fork Public House here in Eugene, located in Crescent Village, open Tuesday through Sunday. Happy hour Tuesday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, Saturday, 9 p.m. to close, and all day on Sunday. When we come back, we'll talk about one of the other sports that is now in its season, Oregon softball head coach Melissa Lombardi, ahead of the Ducks, matchups with a few top 25 teams coming up starting tomorrow. That's next. Duck Insider here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You couldn't miss that wedding, birthday party, or whatever event you felt obligated to attend. So you missed the game. And more importantly, the game program. Not to worry. IMGproducts.net has got you covered with official programs and yearbooks from many of the nation's top schools, plus conference and NCAA championships. Visit IMGproducts.net to browse the hundreds of publications available. IMGproducts.net. We've got you covered.
I fight like a duck with clinical trials, so our patients have access to the newest cancer medicines, like immunotherapy.
I fight like a duck with the latest surgical procedures, so that my patients with gynecologic cancers can have the most precise care with the least invasive technologies.
As a patient, I fight like a duck to beat prostate cancer with advanced radiation techniques like SpaceOAR, and WVCI is the only one in the area that offers it.
Fight like a duck with Willamette Valley Cancer Institute and Research Center.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career that I could be proud of.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Our final show of the week, because we got Oregon baseball on the air tomorrow in the 1 o'clock hour, when we usually do Duck Insider Live. Todd Miles will have an 11:45 a.m. Pacific Time pregame show for you. You can, of course, find it on goducks.com/live audio, also via the TuneIn app, and on our friends at KUGN 590 a.m. They will have a doubleheader, as we will on the network tomorrow, as we've got baseball and then the big women's basketball matchup. Softball also in action this weekend. Softball taking on a couple top 25 teams. It starts at 9:30 Friday morning against LSU. And before the Ducks traveled to, I believe, Clearwater, Melissa Lombardi, the first-year head coach for the Ducks, who opened the season 5-0. She met with the media before the Ducks took off, getting ready for a few top 25 matchups this weekend. Missy Lombardi with the media.
She was one of them that had a lot of really impressive offensive splits. Runners in scoring position was an area as a team that was not as strong. What was kind of a takeaway there for you as far as why that just was the case this past weekend?
I think at times during the weekend we did a great job of cashing in, and then I think at times where we had a couple times with bases loaded or runners at second and third where I wanted to see that happen a little bit more, but for the most part, just put that many runs on the board first weekend, this is a young group. Or I don't even want to say young group, but just maybe, you know, first weekend out, I thought they handled it pretty well.
Shea certainly was another one who had really impressive numbers, being with runners on and two outs. I mean, I think she was hitting like 500 under those situations. That's impressive. I know she's a returning player, but still, that's impressive for a weekend.
I thought Shea did a really good job leading by example, leading vocally. when she had opportunity to cash in, I think she took advantage of that as well. So I was very proud of Shay and just overall how she handled herself and handled the team. I thought she did a really good job with that.
With Jazz back, is she now full-time catcher? Or?
One thing I think you'll still see Shay and April working back and forth. April can also work at first, but I thought she did great at second. I thought she also handled behind the plate well.
How did the two pitchers handle their new roles? You're going to have to lean on them, obviously.
Sure, we're going to, and they understand that. And I think if you think about it, going into the weekend, sure, this team felt a little pressure, a little jitters, but I would think the two that felt it more than anyone else were the pitchers. And again, we gave up some runs, but what I walk away from the weekend knowing is that there were plenty of times that we were in jams, and to me that's where you really get to see something from an athlete. Watching them get out of that jam was big.
Any concern with Maddie with the walks, or just because it's first weekend and it's kind of cold some mornings, do you write it off, or does the number of walks get to be just too big?
No, I think she'll cut that down. I mean, obviously, we don't want to walk. I'd rather put the ball over the plate and take our chances than give the other team momentum with walks. But I think that's something that'll get cleaned up.
Jordan, well, both of them didn't have a lot of starts before. She had very few times where she had to go through an order a third time before Vatek. A lot of the damage against her came that third time out, and clearly they were sitting on the curve of the change. What do you have to try to adjust with an inexperienced pitcher at this level to, when it comes to that second and third time around, to change some things around?
Yeah, I think with them it's just experience. I think they got to learn a lot from this weekend, and they'll go into this next weekend with that experience. We watch a lot of video, so it gives them an opportunity to see things that they need to adjust. I don't get so caught up in it's like that third time around. I get more caught up in looking at, you know, are they working ahead? What did their pitch sequence look like? Are we putting the hitter on time? Are we putting the hitter in a position with a great count? Those are the things that I look at more, and I think when they make those adjustments that you'll see some differences.
Last weekend was about...
That's Melissa Lombardi, the Oregon softball head coach, meeting with the media. Up against the clock a little bit, won't have time to get to her entire interview. Look at that. We timed that out perfectly today. But you can always find it on GoDucks.com and part of the GoDucks Game Day app as well. All of our interviews throughout the Oregon Athletic Department. Well, that does it for us this week. And how about this? We end Maite Cazorla, senior year, packed house. Freshman year, barely anybody at Matthew Knight Arena. That's the image that HJ was alluding to earlier. Just shows how far women's basketball has come. Civil War tomorrow, a lot of sports going on. Have a good weekend.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I am a Senior Corps RSVP volunteer.
I build homes and young minds. I build parks and playgrounds.
And support our nation's veterans.
I build gardens and help families with their finances.
I build healthy futures.
And organize disaster relief.
I'm a builder, and I lead by experience. How about you?
Join Senior Corps RSVP.
Lead by experience.
At seniorcorps.gov.
Hey, you! Yeah, you! Hi, I'm Lenny the Lifeguard. I only have a few seconds during this timeout to give you a few tips on ways to reduce stormwater pollution. Number one, fix any leaks your vehicle may be dripping on roadways. Number two, pick up after your pets. If they, go while walking, these items can get washed down the storm drain when it rains and end up polluting our lakes and streams. Please remember to hop to it. Protect our water, because clean water is everyone's responsibility.
This message brought to you by stormwater mascot Lenny the Lifeguard.
Hi, I'm Chad Greenway. After retiring from the NFL, I've embraced my new role coaching my kids. Coaches may have the biggest impact on a young person's life. Unfortunately, youth sports are littered with coaches that are focused on the wrong things. That's why it's so important that parents can trust who's coaching their kids. Can you trust your child's youth coach? Our Youth Basketball Association made the decision to utilize trusted coaches to train, screen, and educate all of our basketball coaches. Go to trustedcoaches.org to learn more. I'm a trusted coach. Are you?
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Duck Insider is presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.